First Samuel chapter 18. Well, this is after David has killed Goliath. After that, Saul's son, Jonathan, was very attracted to David and came to love him as his own soul. Saul kept David in his eye from that day onwards and didn't let him go back home. Jonathan promised to be eternally loyal to David because of his deep respect and love for him. He took off the royal robe that he was wearing and gave it to David, along with his sword and his bow and his belt. David prospered in all the missions that Saul sent him out on, and so Saul made him an officer in the army. And David was very popular with all Saul's officers and all his men. Well, you see the responses of Saul and Jonathan, different responses to how the fact it was that David, as the young man, had won this great victory just with a sling and faith in God. Well, Jonathan was humble. I guess as the tall, handsome son of the king, he really ought to have been the one who did this, or Saul should have been the one who did it, but they didn't. They feared Goliath. And so David did the right thing and was the true hero before God, and Saul and Jonathan hadn't been that spiritually strong. Saul got bitter and jealous, but Jonathan loved David and respected him and humbled himself before him. Now, this is our choice. Do we get jealous and bitter, or are we humble? And this is the trouble. Jealousy is what destroys so many families and relationships between people. As David was returning after the killing of Goliath, and as the soldiers were returning home, the women came out of every town in Israel to meet King Saul. They were singing and dancing and playing tambourines. And the women were singing, "Saul has killed his thousands, but David his tens of thousands." Saul was very angry about that, and he thought, "David is given tens of thousands by them, but I only got thousands. They will want to have him as their king." And so he eyed David and was jealous of him from that day onwards. Well, God had already told him that you're rejected, and I'm searching for myself another king who's going to replace you, who's a better man than you. And immediately Saul would have guessed, it's this young kid David. The next day, an evil spirit from God suddenly came over Saul, and he was raving like a mad person in his house. Well, we said before that the evil spirit comes from God. It's not that there's God in heaven and that there's also Satan with evil, wicked spirits flying around. No, God has got 100% of the power, not half of it. And this evil spirit, which I take to be a bad attitude of mind, was from God. The evil spirit from the Lord that we read about in chapter 16. So David was playing the harp, as he did at these sort of times, but Saul was holding a spear in his hand. Saul said to himself, "I'll pin him to the wall." He threw the spear twice at David, but each time David dodged. Saul was frightened of David, because clearly Yahweh was with David, but had left him. So Saul sent him away and just put him in charge of 1,000 men. But David led his men in battle, and was successful in all that he did because God was with him. Saul noticed how David was succeeding and became even more fearful of him. But all the men of Israel and Judah loved David because of his great victories. Then Saul said to David, "Here's my older daughter Merab. I'll give her to you as your wife, if you serve me as a brave soldier and fight the Lord's battles." Saul was thinking that in this way the Philistines would kill David, and he wouldn't need to do it himself. David replied, "Who am I and what is my family that I should become the son-in-law of the king?" But when the time came for Merab to be given to David, she was given instead to a man called Adriel. Well, David quite often says this, "Who am I?" He says here, look, who am I to be the son-in-law of the king? I'm from a poor family. And later on, when God makes those promises to him and says, you and your family are going to live forever, and you will have a son who will also be my son, and I will build you a house or a kingdom. David says, wow, who am I that you should do this for me? So he was humble. Although he had a lot of faults, he was humble. And it's that humility that's so important to God, to think, who am I? Rather than being proud, it's pride which is always the problem. But Saul's other daughter, Michal, fell in love with David, and Saul heard about this and was really happy. So he thought to himself, I'll give Michal to David, but I'll use her to trap him so that he can be killed by the Philistines. What a terrible guy. So again, Saul said to David, you can be my son-in-law. He ordered all his court officials to speak quietly to David and tell him, the king is really pleased with you, and all his courtiers love you. Now is a really good time to marry the king's daughter. So there was David, the shepherd boy, loving God, writing psalms, trusting in God to protect him from wild animals, killing Goliath, and suddenly he's plunged into all these politics. And all these people are lying, and there's all this deceit, really horrible situation. So they told David this, and he replied, well, it is a great honour to be a king's son-in-law, but it's too great for a poor person from me, from a poor family. Well, the courtiers returned this answer to Saul, and Saul ordered them to tell David, well, all the king is asking from you as the price for taking his daughter, that is the dowry, is the foreskins of 100 dead Philistines. And in this way, this will be revenge on our enemies. But Saul was planning that David should be killed by the Philistines. So Saul's courtiers came and told David what Saul had said, and David was happy with the idea of becoming the king's son-in-law. And so David and his men went out, and they killed 200 Philistines. He took their foreskins to the king and counted them all out to him so that he might become the king's son-in-law. So Saul gave his daughter Michal in marriage to David. Well, all those Philistines that David killed were all somebody's sons. They were all somebody's daddies, somebody's brother, somebody's childhood friend. And unfortunately, although he was a good man, David did not have a good attitude to the value of human life. And that's why later it seems that he thought that God had said, you cannot build the temple because you are a man of blood. You shed too much blood. And we've got to appreciate the value and the meaning of the human person, of every human being. And I really think David was mistaken in this attitude that he had. Well, Saul realized that the Lord was with David and that his daughter Michal did truly love David. And so he became even more frightened of David and was his enemy from then onwards. The Philistine armies used to come and fight, but always in every battle that they had, David was the most successful of all of the other soldiers. And so David became famous and popular. And so started, really, as we're going to read in the next chapters, all Saul's jealousy of David. Now, jealousy always comes because people are not secure in their relationship with God. And quite simply, none of us who know Jesus could ever say, oh, I'm not loved. We are loved so much by Jesus who died for us that we should never get jealous and fall into this jealousy that just destroys relationships. And in the end, it led Saul to lose his faith and to eventually be condemned by God completely. So don't be jealous. That's the point.